latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Wykowski from the WJON Newsroom. WJON News Time 105 and 73 degrees. Stick around. We'll have a full look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. New this hour, brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. Two vehicles were involved in a crash in St. Joseph Township on Saturday afternoon. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a report of a crash at the intersection of County Road 2 and County Road 139 just before 4 p.m. They say 37-year-old Angela Spoden of Sartell was heading south on County Road 2, and 48-year-old Thomas Pelletier of Savage was also going south. Spoden was attempting to make a U-turn when the two vehicles collided. Mayo Ambulance responded to the scene to treat both drivers for minor injuries. This is supposed to be a bonding bill year for the Minnesota State Legislature, but after a week-long special session, state lawmakers still have not come to terms on job bills. Bradley Peterson is the executive director of the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities. He says shovel-ready projects across the state are waiting for the bill to pass so the work can get started.
And cities are really, hurting for getting these projects going. I mean, there are a number of communities that have, critical wastewater infrastructure projects that are necessary to help their communities grow, to protect the environment, that right now are just plain on hold.
Peterson says the House and Senate seem to have some agreement on the dollar amount of the bonding bill, around $1.35 billion, but haven't finalized which projects would be included. When students and staff return to St. Cloud State University campus this fall, they'll be wearing masks. SCSU officials say face coverings will be required for all students, faculty, staff, and visitors inside of all the St. Cloud State buildings to prevent the spread of COVID-19. University officials plan to send additional information about the new policy as it is finalized. All Minnesota State colleges and universities, including St. Cloud State, will offer a mix of on-campus and online courses for the fall semester. The system will enforce social distancing measures and increase cleaning and disinfecting protocols. Last week, the system also announced it would freeze fall semester tuition rates for undergraduate students in advance of a 3% increase in the spring. And a local museum is starting to reopen its business later this week. Starting tomorrow, the Stearns History Museum will open by appointment for members only. You can schedule a visit by calling the museum. Their new hours will be 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on Thursdays. The museum is asking that you limit your groups to 6 people or less, wear a face mask, and have your membership card with you.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and Cold Spring, we'll see highs of 75 here today. Partly cloudy skies expected and a northwest wind moving in around 15 miles an hour. Lows of 55 for tonight. Tomorrow looking like a high of 76 degrees throughout the day with cloudy skies. Could see a storm later on in the afternoon as temperatures drop down to about 55 for our evening forecast. On Wednesday, highs of 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Winds blowing out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour with lows of 56. Thursday, high of 85 degrees, mainly clear skies. Easterly winds blowing in around 5 miles an hour with lows of 64. On Friday, high of 83 degrees, overcast skies. Could see some thunderstorms likely with lows of about 64. And then on Saturday, high of 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and could see another round of storms possible. It's currently 73 degrees here in the St. Cloud area. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or tablet. I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON.